So the Heilige Mishnah Vayitim is Sechta Shviyas, Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches. Ein loichim avadim v'karkois u'behemet midmei Shviyas. You have money that has the Kedusha of Shemitah on it? Well, here's what you cannot buy. Slaves. Karka is land. The list continues. U'behemet midmei Shviyas. You can't buy any of these midmei Shviyas. Why? Because they're not royally achilah. We learned before in Mishnah Beis, what can you do with Peirush Shviyas, or money that has the Kedusha of Shviyas? It has to be eating or something similar to eating, whether it's drinking, whether it's rubbing it in, whether it's something that, as you use it, it gets consumed. We spoke about pouring the oil into a lamp. And obviously, Avadim, Karkois, or Behemet Meya don't fall under that category. They're not royally achila. So let me ask you something. It says, Behemoth Tumeya, no. But a Behemoth Torah, I can buy a cow with Peirush Shviyas? And the answer is yes, because you can shech the cow and eat it during Shemitah. At least that's Minatayra. The Rabbanan asked it, because they're scared that you're going to keep the cow, and you're going to raise herds of it, and that's going to become very complicated. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, if the person was over the Lokach, and he did purchase with Dmei Shviyas one of these things. Zakta Mishnah, we mentioned this before already, Yoichal Kenegdon. What you have to do is purchase a Meichel, a food of Chul, in other words, food that is not Shemitah, that has the same value as the amount that you spent, and eat that food with the Kiddush of Shemitah. Now, this is only if I can't take it back, if the seller is not here, but if the one who sold me these things is here, then he has to return it to me. In other words, he has to return the Dmei Shviyas, and I have to return what I bought. But if he's not around, I can't get it back, then I'm a chuyev to purchase food for this value, and to eat that food with the Kiddusha of Shviyas. Shviyas cannot lose out. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah. As we continue over here, Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches, Ein Vim Kine Zavim V'Kine Zavais. Remember Masechtas Kinim? If you didn't learn it yet, hopefully Bez Hashem Yisbarach, you'll be learning it. A Zav, that's a person, the type of Tumah comes out of him, or a Ziva. The Torah requires them, depending on the level of Tumah, the Torah requires them to bring a carbon, to become Tahar, to be able to eat Hegdish, and to come into the Beis HaMikdash. That's besides for Tiveling themselves. They have to bring Shtei Torim and Shnei B'nei Yoina. One is for a carbon oil, the other is for a carbon chatas. As well as with Kina Yoldas. Kina Yoldas means a woman that had a baby, she also has to bring a carbon to be metayer herself completely, to be able to eat Hegdash and to come into the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe you remember from the beginning of Parshas Tazria, she has to bring these carbonis 33 days after the birth of a baby boy and 66 days after the birth of a baby girl. So if she can afford it, she brings a lamb for a carbon oila and a ben yoina or a tar for a carbon chatas. But if she can't afford it, she brings shtei tarim or shnei b'nei yoina. It's all birds. One is for oila, one is for a chatas. Now, none of this can be brought midmei shviyas. Why not? Well, as far as the oila's ha'oif is concerned, the carbon oila, that can't be brought midmei shviyas because it's completely consumed on the mizbeach. You don't eat it. And again, Peirush Shviyas is la'achla, v'lo la'sreifa. You have to eat it, not burn it. What about the chatas? The chatas really is eaten by the kehanim, only its blood goes on the mizbeach. Still, our Mishnah says you can't purchase it midmei shviyas. And there are many different reasons. You can look at the Taisus Yom Tov over here. But basically, any carbon that a person is obligated to bring, you can only bring it from your own money, from regular money. Money that has Kedusha Shviyas is not considered regular money. Now, what if the Imhevi? What if either the Zav, the Ziva, or the Aldis, Lemaisa, they brought their karbanes and they paid for it with Dmei Shviyas? Dr. Mishnah, Yoichal Kenegdan. So the Chacham gave a knas and they said, purchase Meichel, purchase food with Chulin money and eat it as if it had the Kedusha of Shemitah. And this is a knas. Vayter says the Mishnah, Ein Sachin Kalim, you cannot smear Kalim b'shemesh al Shviyas with oil of Shemitah. Well, didn't we say before that you could use the oil of Shemitah for Sicha, for like rubbing, for smearing in? That's Sicha on the guf, not on Kalim or other things. V'yim Sach, again, what if he did smear it on Kalim? Yoichel Kenegda. Here too there's a knas. You used Peres Shvias, or the money that has Kiddush of Peres Shvias, not according to the halacha. So take your own money, that same amount of money, buy food and eat that food with the Kiddush of Shemitah.